It's so dark.
100%. Dinosaurs in flannel? I mean, come on.
Oh, the blue guy? Yeah, I know him.
You can't date her, Bill. She's supposed to be your sister.
This is an interesting list.
Good morning, San Diego, right? Wasn't that the show or something?
To be fair, Andy's got a little pee energy.
Fuck yeah, I love bagels. It's the 413. Let's tell everybody to listen to our show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the 413 podcast, the show where we take nostalgia way too seriously. Today, we're diving into the golden age of family-friendly television, the 1990s, when sitcom families taught us life lessons, made us laugh, and sometimes made us wonder, how could they afford those huge houses? But here's the twist. We're not just reminiscing, we're drafting our dream family from the 90s sitcom characters. That's right. Each of us will take turns picking our ideal TV parents, siblings, pet, and even that one wild card to create the ultimate sitcom family. Will someone scoop up your favorite dad as their dad? Will Topanga be the ultimate big sister? And who's bold enough to claim the weird uncle as their wild card? Get ready for some heated debates, unexpected picks, and probably some very questionable family dynamics. Let's get drafting with our peeps. Bill?
Yeah, what up?
Abby?
Hey.
Jared?
Hi.
Andy?
What's up?
And I am your other host, Eric. And we've done a randomizer to pick our order tonight. So we're going to do a snake draft, which means that Jared is going to start in the number one spot, followed by Andy, myself, Abby, and then the last spot is Bill.
Yeah,
and then Bill will get at the turn, we'll get to pick also his number one for the next category, and we will go backwards, Abby, myself, Andy, Jared, and so on and so forth. What is going on with Andy? I'm so confused right now.
he's on his hero's journey.
He looks like he's taking a dick pic with his microphone.
Sorry. I'm trying to give keys to people, you know, at the door.
It's a key party.
It's a key party.
It's a good angle, Andy. Make sure you get under the balls.
I'm like, no, it's not what you think.
You need to try to get it to flow right into your taint so it looks like you got some extra length.
Key.
That's the key shot right there. All right, we'll give him a minute and then we can. I feel like I'm watching Being John Malkovich or something right now. I'm so confused. All right, so starting off, we are going to go with picking the family pet and we're going to go with Jared. What do you got, Jared?
Comet.
Nice. Oh. Good pick. Definitely number one overall worthy.
Loyal. Yeah. Very loyal companion. Although, didn't he run away in that one episode?
I mean, probably. Yeah. But it was good for the plot.
That's fair. I was thinking, how rude.
Oh, right. Cut it out.
Oh, damn.
Wow. That's a great starting pick. Glad you scooped that one up. Andy, why don't you go ahead with your pet?
Well, I went a little old school with my pet and, I like a classic pet, you know, when I think of a pet I would want, if I'm looking at a TV series, one comes to mind, Santa's Little Helper.
No.
Back
bangers. Best friend.
Right. Wow. Man's best friend. I was like, Comet was on my list, but Santa's Little Helper up there.
Comet was, definitely the number one on my list.
As a Greyhound owner, I think that's a great pick because they're very easy dogs. They don't bark. They like a little bit of outside time, inside time, big couch potatoes. Great. Low maintenance dog. Great call.
Big couch potatoes.
Yes, indeed. Okay, I'm next. And I'm picking one that is the cutest dog of all time on a show. Loyal. They always did nice close-ups of him with his tongue hanging out. It's Eddie from Frasier.
Great pick.
Yeah. Oh, I love him. It's like a little, like, not say a Jack Russell Terrier, but in that same ballpark. Yeah, maybe
that
was.
Dog is certainly yappy. It wasn't yappy on that show, but in real life, that dog, that is a yappy little
fucker. Big yaps.
They are yappy.
Question though, doesn't he come with the grandpa, Wick? Like, so don't
in
you
the
have
chair?
To
I hope so. I'll take them both. I'll take them both.
No. I'm going to be the curmudgeon on here and say no.
All right. Fine.
Well, I'm going to buck this trend, and I am not picking a dog.
Oh, no.
I am picking a cat.
Okay, right on.
I'm picking Salem Saberhagen from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Wow.
Who doesn't want a talking cat?
That's true.
That's very true.
Like a little witty friend.
Exactly. Very quippy. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Y'all hit home runs. But y'all gun cats and dogs. Motherfuckers, I'm bringing this to an alligator. Carissa explains it all. I'm bringing in Elvis.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
So good.
Oh, shit.
I
really hope I still have the Sam sound effect on my computer we can drop in here.
Right, thank you. That's all I want in life.
So good.
Wow, I totally forgot about that.
I thought I crushed that category, but Bill,
Abby, I thought when you said you're not going with dogs, I'm like, fuck, she's gonna get this at the last possible second. I was like, why am I the last pick on this? But yeah, Elvis is definitely my pick.
How good is that show, though?
So good.
Like, when you think about it now, like, all the bells and whistles they had on that show, like, unbelievable. All the computer games, the video games.
Yeah. Banger after banger. And I thought Andy and I was going to have hive mind, but Abby and I might have hive mind with Melissa Joan Hart here.
Well, I was going to say, I couldn't take Salem for a reason. It'll come up later.
Okay.
I hope I don't scoop. Yeah.
I know. So I'm like, oh no.
All right. Well, now that we're at the turn, Bill, you're going to get to lead us off with your sister.
Ooh, okay. A lot of good picks here. I'm glad that I got the number one pick because I am going to go with Darlene Connor from Roseanne.
Wow.
She's kind of gothy. So kind of my vibe, kind of.
You can't date her, Bill. She's supposed to be your sister.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, but I think we could vibe pretty well. Like, we could make some jokes, and she could just deadpan. You got a goofy person and then a sarcastic person. It just works.
That's a really good pick. It's very, again, we're talking quippy.
Yeah.
Like, because the thing is, like, you know that she would make fun of you all the time.
100%.
She would have your back so hard, right? Like, it's a tough love dynamic as a sister there. Oh, love that pick.
I like that pick so much. Because it's a pretty real pick. Like, she's like a real sister.
100%. Yeah.
And I went the same route with Kelly Bundy. Because I think she's the realest shit. Like, a little trashy, a little sassy. Like, just perfect. Perfect. Not too annoying. Like, the perfect sibling.
Wow. Also a very good pick. I'm feeling like lost here. My pick for a sister is a little controversial. Ooh. Because there were technically two of them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going Becky Connor number two.
Oh, a different sister.
They're a chalk, right?
Yes. Is it chalky or chalk?
It's chalk.
Yeah.
Rock chalk. Yeah.
Like the writing utensil on it. Blackboard.
I liked them both, but I thought there was a little bit more character arc, character development the second half. So
they had a little bit more time, though.
You know? True.
Yeah.
Becky number one didn't really have many seasons to. But you're right. I think Becky number two.
Well, can I be honest? I picked Darlene. as my sister, and you fucking stole her. So my second would have been the other, because again, the realism.
Welcome to the curse of number three, bro.
And here's what I'll say too, is that, so when I thought about the two together, I was like, all right, Darlene, because I think we'd have a good dynamic, but Becky, because she would take all the heat off of me. She's always getting in trouble and doing dumb things. I would totally be scot-free. Like
that's the older sister dynamic.
They wouldn't pay attention to me. So love it. All right, Andy, what do you got for us?
Going with a classic. Stephanie Tanner.
Oh,
Stephanie's the best.
Could have went with a better Tanner sister.
Any Tanner sister is better than Stephanie.
Yeah, Stephanie.
No, because she's supposed to be your younger sis.
She's the middle one. She's gonna rat you out every single time, man.
No,
are we?
If I wanted an older sister, it would be DJ. But for my younger sis, Stephanie.
Which era Stephanie are we talking about? Are we still curly hair side pony, or are we slightly older Stephanie where
slightly older
with glasses and
friends with Gina?
Yeah, no, don't like that pick.
What? Really? I thought Gina was Michelle's friend. Yeah. No, Gia. Okay, got it.
I'm just saying that was a bit of a reach.
I don't hate it, but I do agree. The weakest of the Tanner sisters, but
yeah. No, like I said, though, it's a younger sis. If I wanted an older sis, it'd have to be DJ.
Okay.
I'm picking her as my younger sister.
But if you could right now trade Nick for Stephanie Tanner, would you do it?
100%.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say, everything. You were dealt a bum hand to begin with. So Stephanie Tanner's not a bad, upgrade.
I'll take the dog as a sister at that point.
Elvis.
Yeah.
All right. Nice pick. All right. And then capping off with Jared for your sister.
I did Lindsay Weir, the sister from Freaks and Geeks.
Awesome pick. Yeah, dude.
Another real pick.
Yeah.
I didn't pick her because I didn't want to be attracted to my sister since I picked her on the Celebrity Crushes 3 weeks ago. I was like, yeah,
I thought for sure one of you was picking Tatiana Ali.
Still a wild card round. Yeah, Lindsay, she's just too good. Yeah. Also someone that I think good friendly sibling banter, but also would have your back.
Yeah,
for sure. Like that.
Definitely.
All right, and Jared, you got to turn it right back around and pick your bro.
Little Pete from Pete and Pete.
Nice! Oh, man, Jared with
forgot about that. I didn't even think put that in the category. Oh, man.
Oh, you're fucking crushing it, bro.
Was he the lead singer of the band when they started the garage band?
Yeah.
He played guitar? And, yeah. So someone you could jam with, too.
100%.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was a great pick.
Petunia,
tattoo. Getting pants. Yep. I mean, Artie's going to be coming over all the time.
I want to watch that show again, but I think it might ruin it if I watched it now.
I think it would hold up. I think that might.
It holds up. I rewatched it. It holds up.
Yeah, I think that might be a watch party for the peeps.
Yeah.
I think you would have a different viewing experience of it in the sense that you would see it in a new light.
Hope so.
But in a good way. Cause I agree. There's some stuff I watched recently. We're sort of right now buried in nostalgia on Pluto and Tubi.
I thought you were going to say in snow. Cause
it's snow
almost
too.
All the stuff I haven't seen since probably around then, the early 2000s.
Well, if you go on Pluto right now, there's a station that just plays Nickelodeon games. So you can watch Double Dare, Wild and Crazy Kids. So just the point is it's everywhere.
Know what I'm doing tonight.
It's easy to watch something and have this these rose colored glasses for it. Mm-hmm. And then watch it again and go oh, did I really want to rewatch Inspector Gadget? Cause my God, that does not hold up. It's so bad. He's like, well, Prenny, how about we get some bagels today? And you're like, oh my
fuck yeah, I love bagels.
You're like, fuck, Inspector Gadget, you are reading my mind.
Go Gadget arms.
go Gadget toaster.
Yes.
Okay, I can live with that. Great pick. All right, Andy, who are you picking for your bro?
Well, so I got to pivot to my number two spot because Little Pete was my number one.
Mine too.
Well, Big Pete is my number three, but my number two, my two spot, Zach Morris.
Oh, wasn't he an only child?
My brother. He was an only child, but I want a cool older brother. You know what I mean?
I got to. You can change him is what it is, right? You're trying to fix him.
No, because I get to pick my family. So I want to take Zach Morris. So I got my cool older brother. I'm in the middle. And then I got my little sis.
Well, the ritzy family. So you're in. Well, you're not adopting the family. You're just getting Zach.
Yeah.
So you're getting Zach.
He was wicked cool in school. I mean, he was super smart. Come on.
Would he bring his giant cell phone?
Oh, I'd hope so.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of carcinogens.
Are you going to high school and then be like, you're Zach Morris's little bro? It's like, yes, I am.
But here's the thing, Andy, though. Like, you would be the Screech in that relationship. Yeah. And you would fuck all of your girlfriends. Like,
yeah. 100%. Zach was not like that, though. If you watch the show, Zach is awesome.
Did you watch the show?
Yes, Zach was super nice to Screech all the time.
What?
All right.
Bro, you're watching the wrong fucking show.
Like, all right. He fucked over Screech so many times and they just played it off.
Yeah, Screech deserved it. One, okay?
You're the Screech.
Dustin Diamond is a douche.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Well, he's dead, but he was a douche.
Yeah.
He is dead?
Yeah, I do.
Since,
yeah.
Since when?
Since like, year? No, like 2 years ago. Yeah, it's
been a two while. Or three? Five? Okay.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a bit.
COVID.
It's
been a while.
Beginning of COVID-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably around there. Well, R.I.P. Dustin Diamond, even though Andy called you an asshole. even though we were trying to talk about your character and not your actual character, but either way. All right, controversial pick, Andy, because I don't know that we can count.
It's not my first, you know? I'm like making picks, and then I'm like, ooh, Little Pete, and then Jared goes, Little Pete. I'm like, fuck, Jared went first last time.
We're the only one that said you had a whole like plethora of Jared, extra things Andy, to pull off of.
And then it went Bill. I should have been first. So I could have said Little Pete.
You're never.
That's how
first.
A reverse draft works.
Snake draft.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, snake draft.
All right, I'm gonna get us back on the rails here, and I'm gonna pick a brother again. I'm picking this brother because he's always scheming. So I feel like I could only benefit from the schemes, and I could just back away enough that if he got caught, I'd be like to my parents, it was all him. I had nothing to do with it. JT Lambert from Step by Step.
Oh hell yeah!
Ooh yeah.
What a bumbling buffoon, though. Like, you're going to look so good compared to
him. Oh, totally. Man. He's not suave. He's not cool. No. He hangs out with Cody all day.
Yeah. I almost picked Cody. Cody is one of my backups. I fucking love
Cody. I don't think Cody's in the bros game.
Which one's the one that lives in the van? Is that Cody?
That's Cody.
Cody.
Yeah. Okay. That's a wild.
Cody over
and
JT.
He knows karate. Sure. He's a black belt.
Well, Cody's not a brother, so I didn't pick him.
Fair enough.
All of those characters are the fucking worst.
What about Mark?
So annoying.
You may be talking about one of my fake parents soon. You better watch it.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Careful. But wait,
yeah,
JT is just like this get rich quick kind of guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Quintessential 90s brother.
I like about that where I'd just be like, I just like to watch him fuck up all the time. It's like having Nick as a brother.
Bro, you're gonna. Oh.
He doesn't listen. We can dox him. All right, Abby, what do you got?
Wow. I kind of went the same route of like the doofy, dolty older brother.
Oh.
I went with Eric Matthews.
God damn it.
I think like he's not annoying. He's annoying in an endearing way. He's not annoying in an obnoxious way.
Yeah.
And like he's got a good head on his shoulders, even though he's an idiot.
Yeah, he's really dopey.
You
picked Kelly Bundy and Eric Matthews.
Yeah,
oh wow, you got the dumb genius. Siblings.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, she's gonna shine, dude. She's gonna shine. Holy cow, that was an amazing pick. But he's got a heart of gold. He's gonna help you when you get in a situation. He's gonna help you out,
like, just like Zach Morris.
He's Eric's a logical thinker. He's very he's not smart, but he's logical.
I remember he was going to adopt that kid when he wasn't even that old.
Yeah.
Okay. He's not that logical, but
he's a great person.
He is.
And he's pretty prophetic. He says, lose one friend, lose all friends, lose yourself. Like, and man, he is deep.
Like Eminem.
That's exactly.
You're just talking about him pre-podcast.
Yeah.
And Diddy.
Oh no.
Abby, I can't believe you stole it. That's such, I mean,
sorry.
This is the problem with the snake trap, but my heart will go on.
So Abby snaked you. Is that what you're saying?
I got totally snaked.
I still don't understand what's going on. I don't understand.
We know. We'll just tell you when it's your turn.
Okay.
Gil, what do you got besides Eric Matthews?
Yeah. See, I'm starting to, now I'm getting to a point where do reruns count in our 90s?
Yes, 100%.
But I think I'm also going to go with a dopey, you know, Heart of Gold brother, even though
you picked Screech, didn't you?
I'm getting the Temu version, but I'm going to say, whoa. And I'm going to go with Joey Russo.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was Heifer for a second.
Oh, that would be me too. But he's no Eric Matthews, but he could dance. He's got a catchphrase.
Hell yeah.
And hopefully Darlene will put the heat on him and I'll get away scot-free because, he's a dumbass. So.
But he outshines Blossom in that so hard. That you're like, do you want to be upstaged by your like?
I don't think I'm going to be upstaged by Whoa Guy.
Okay. Sure. Sure, Jan. You don't think. All right, Bill, let me just get this straight here.
Yeah.
You think that you are here and Joey Lawrence is below?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Dude, I saw his 90s dances. My 90s dances are way better.
We're going to have to put a poll on Instagram.
Didn't he sing too? Didn't he have a rap career?
He had a song.
Abby, I sang too.
Whoa, there's nothing my love can't fix for you, baby.
Yo, okay.
Whoa, I'm positive of this, I tell you.
Bro, compare that to Cremated, okay?
Oh, I mean, true.
Yeah, I come out on top every time.
Damn it. Crushing it. Oh, that was a... quite the round of brothers.
I'm still mad about my pick.
Wouldn't want those five dudes in a locker room together. So we're going to take this point to go into our wild card. I think this is a spot for it because we really want to close out with our TV parents.
Oh, man.
All right. So the wild card, just to like reset on this, this is anybody from a TV show that is sort of like a tertiary character. So it's either the nosy neighbor, it could be the weird uncle, the aunt, whatever, however you want to play it, we're here for it. Bill's going to get to kick us off with wild card.
There's a lot of things going through my mind right now. I'm like, can I completely just destroy Andy and rip his heart out? And I'm not going to do that because, you know, it's not in the spirit of our 90s sitcoms. I actually want to thank Abby for taking Eric Matthews because now I can bring in somebody from Boy Meets World that is near and dear to all of our hearts. I'm just a boy growing up in this world and I'm going to need some direction. I'm going to go to Mr. Feeny and get that direction.
Need directions.
Ask Mr. Yeah, I mean, he was a car for God's sakes.
Fantastic pick.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even think of like a principal.
Yeah.
Right? He was a principal, right?
Yeah, well, but he was next door neighbor.
He was a teacher.
Teacher and neighbor. Okay. So it's a combo. Yeah. It's a good combo.
Teacher, a principal, a college professor.
Yep.
A comrade. I mean, he was just everything to everyone. Yeah, exactly.
Damn it. Wow.
The voice of reason in a wild world.
Yes.
Holy
and
crap.
On my list.
Oh, Andy is.
I wanted my house sandwiched between him and
somebody else.
Don't
oh, yeah, somebody else. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, good.
I didn't follow the rules for this one. I pulled Andy. So my wild card is Baby Sinclair.
Oh!
From Dinosaurs.
I guess, yeah.
I'm the baby.
Not the mama.
Wow.
I think like that's make a perfect case. Make wild a case. Card.
Yeah.
Have you guys gone back and watched how that series ended?
Oh God. It ends so
is it depressing?
It's so dark.
It's so dark.
It's dark.
Oh, I don't like it. I don't want don't,
so
don't I don't want to talk about it now.
It's the way it really ended for them.
Well,
yeah. Yes. These
Kind of.
Everything was historically accurate.
100%. Dinosaurs in flannel? I mean, come on.
With those weird steroids?
Yes.
That's a show that didn't hold up.
No.
I wanted it to hold up. Didn't hold up.
Well, you got Baby Sinclair forever now in your weird TV world.
That's with the second,
in a high chair.
With the second pick, Baby Sinclair.
All right. So I'm going with, and I think I might be able to take this category home with this one, because I'm picking an uncle.
Oh, okay.
And this uncle is somebody who is so complimentary to the people around him that he would be singing your praises like crazy.
Oh, damn.
Uncle Leo from Seinfeld.
Oh, I was a different uncle.
Jeffrey likes the leopards.
So he can throw his watch out.
Yeah. He likes the spots. He's so good. Uncle Leo. Come on. The eyebrows.
Yes. Uncle Leo is an amazing pick.
He's good. He ain't no Mr. Feeny, but he's good.
I wish I had thought outside the box of family sitcoms for the wild card category.
Sitcom.
We might have to do a second wild card. Well, we're going to do this again, so don't worry. You'll have a chance.
Okay. Oh, Andy's
all right, Andy, you're up.
So for my wild card, because I thought Neighbors was going to be a normal
category.
Is it
Felicia Day?
I picked Gonzo as my crazy uncle. I was just like, I freaking love Gonzo.
Whoa.
You really didn't follow the rules.
Yeah. You have Stephanie Tanner. You have Zach Morris. And now you have fucking Gonzo.
Yes.
There are no rules.
Gonzo, you know what I mean? That list. Uncle that just shows up all the time. It's Uncle Gonzo. He's always doing something. Him and Rizzo are fucking hanging out all the time. It's just like people are like, oh shit, like that's my fucking uncle, man. That's my Uncle Gonzo. You know, wherever you go, fuckers know him, right? You go, they're like, oh, yeah. You know Gonzo?
Oh, the blue guy? Yeah, I know him.
Wait, your last name? You related to Gonzo? That's my uncle. I freaking love him. His buddy Rizzo.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you made a case. I'll give it to you.
Was this 90s? Okay. No. Thank you, Andy. Thank you. No, that's going to help me.
In Muppets Christmas came out in the 90s.
That's going to help me in the future. Thank you.
Oh. Listen, my grandma's show went from the 80s to the 90s. The grandma I picked. We're not doing grandma?
Why
the whole fucking family? Right,
why didn't
here.
You pick Angela Lansbury?
That's my grandma.
There's no grandma.
There is no grandma.
Wick said like et cetera in the text.
No. There's no et cetera. I literally gave the list.
A whole family.
There was no XYZ. There was no et cetera. There's none of that.
All right, we'll give Andy a chance to give us his grandparents at the end.
Okay.
But it's time for Jared for his wild card.
I mean, if we're doing Muppets, I'm going to go Beaker.
What the?
Yeah.
Whoa. He's a tall one, right?
He's the one that just beeps sarcastically all the time.
Yeah. Yes.
He's the one who flipped off Scrooge in Muppets Christmas Carol.
I don't hate that pick.
He's my dude.
Yeah. Is it better than Gonzo?
Yes.
What do you have against Gonzo?
I thought you were going to pick a Swedish chef.
Now that this round is over, you didn't pick.
He picked it as the neighbor. He picked. He had so many categories.
In a category that we don't have.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
I wanted for neighbors. I was going to say Mr. Feeny and Wilson. I want them on either.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I'm not going to take Wilson because I don't want.
To be fair, I thought we were going to go through a lot more categories. I got a lot of stuff.
All right, well, we might have some time.
Okay.
All right, good pick on Beaker.
Yeah.
Does Bunsen, I think Bunsen and Beaker are a package deal.
Yeah, though. They're a package deal.
I'll take them both.
Okay.
Is it Bunsen Honeydew? Yeah? Or is Honeydew a different dude?
No, that's Honeydew.
Okay.
His last name? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's his last
name. See, me and Jared thinking outside the box here for crazy uncles.
I think you're thinking outside the list is what you're doing.
I listen. I may have gotten a little confused.
This is an interesting list.
This is actually an interesting list. All right. So Jared gets the turn, and we're going to go to sitcom or TV dad pick. We're going to close off with mom.
Ooh, I like that.
Stu Pickles from Rugrats.
No!
Oh, ooh, nice.
Good pick.
The toy maker.
What? Oh, he's a toy maker?
Yeah.
Right? I thought he was an inventor.
Inventor, dude.
I thought he was in advertising for some reason. No, but that makes sense.
Inventor, toy.
No, he like invented toys and then had to advertise
tomatoes,
them.
Tomatoes.
Right. Okay. So
that's a great one.
Good job.
Really good.
The grandpa from Rugrats would be fantastic too. Yeah. Isn't
it? That would have been a wild.
Oh,
card.
Yeah.
Not fucking Gonzo.
What's with the Gonzo hate here?
The characters in Rugrats are all very good.
Yeah.
They're well, very good.
Yeah. Like, they're really well written. To them.
Honestly, there was
has anybody actually seen that anytime that wasn't in the 90s?
That's true.
Rugrats?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I Whoa. Watched. Okay, good.
I watched
an episode not that long Rocco ago. From Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, I'm so offended right now.
If Andy, wait for your turn.
Sorry.
Wow. Okay, that's a great pick.
Yeah. Shit. Really? Jared's crushing.
I got to check my list here because I forgot my dad pick. It's not my turn, but I just got to get back to my. Okay, I got it. All right. Kicking over back to Andy for your dad pick. And don't say Bunsen Beaker or Gonzo for your dad.
I'm going to keep it Muppets here. No, I'm just kidding. Carl Winslow.
Fuck! Good, great pick. Great pick.
Right? I'm like,
that's definitely my number one.
I mean, listen, I wanted Eddie for the brother, but I'm like, I can't be pulling like multiple things out of two families.
Yeah, like, yeah. Gotta switch it up.
I had to switch it up, but it's like Eddie would be an awesome big brother. But yeah. I was like, Carl Winslow, gotta go with Carl. Freaking dad. He's a dad that cares. You know what I mean? Like when his sister-in-law shop gets busted by those kids, and he comes in. You know, he's
I think he's a crooked cop.
Yeah, that's no. Exactly. See that? That's where I was going to go with if he fell to me, which I didn't think he was going to fall to me at five. But yeah, I'm with Abby on this.
He's not. He. You know what the problem is? Mm. Is he's got the freaking boss who got the job because he was like friends with somebody or someone's kid.
Nepo.
And he's got to pick up all the slack and actually do all this extra work.
Got an annoying ass neighbor.
I like Urkel.
I know you do.
I like Urkel. Urkel gets a lot of shit.
He's a pretty understanding guy, Carl.
Yeah.
I mean, his biggest...
A lot of stuff. One problem with Carl, though, is one of his kids went upstairs and never came down. How good of a cop is he?
The kid didn't die. She showed back up.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she came in the final episode. They said, where you been? She said, I've been upstairs for like 5 years.
No.
She said, I came down the steps in the kitchen and no one saw me.
I know, they had a sick house.
They did have a sick house.
And he took care of Urkel. Come on. He let him over there all the time. Urkel, clearly his parents were never there. And Carl took him in.
Did Urkel have parents?
Yeah, but they just were never home. They like abandoned him.
I mean, fair.
We've had the Stefan versus Stephen Urkel conversation, right?
I'm sure we have.
I don't think we have.
I think we
What's
might
your
have.
Take? What's your take?
I prefer Steve over Stefan.
Oh, yes.
More time with.
I like Urkel. I would 100% would take him as a brother, too.
Okay, you're right. It's Urkel. So.
But here's the thing. So people are like, oh, Carl's really impatient. Like in the show, he's always yelling at Steve. If you had a weird neighbor coming over your house all the time, trying to fuck your daughter.
Yeah.
Not only that, but then he creates a suave personality to try harder to fuck your daughter.
Yeah.
Come on.
Call the cops on him. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, because Carl, everyone, yeah, they give him shit.
Did
shit.
You
oh,
mean?
You know, he's kind of rude, but it's like, Carl's just an understanding dude. He knows Steve's there by himself.
Yeah.
He wants to help him out. He gets a little bit annoyed, but he's just, at the end of the day, he's a good dude.
He's a great dude.
And he's a great dad.
He's got fucking the Aunt Rachel living there with him,
Yo,
too.
Oh, right.
And Richie, your favorite character, Andy. Richie energy over here.
I know. How many people live big in that Richie fucking energy. House? Didn't the grandma live in the house too?
Yeah, yes. The grandma lived in the house.
Fuck yeah, she did.
I mean, it was Chicago, you know?
True.
God, I mean, do they make houses bigger in Chicago?
They make great houses there. Second city, baby.
All right.
Wait, what's the first city then?
New York.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Who came up with this system?
Dude. Never mind.
All right. So that sucks because you picked my dad.
Yeah, same. Good pick, Andy.
And I don't want to be like step siblings with you, Andy. No offense. so I pivoted here. So I'm going to go with another really patient, super judgy, but lectury dad, so to speak. And he also had a great hit song where he said, I want some, I'm going to get some tuna fish in orange juice. It's nutritious and delicious for the family that I love. It's Danny Tanner.
Oh, right on. Good cut. That was number two.
Plus, how clean would your house be?
Oh, wicked. That OCD just kicks in, man.
The neuroses, no.
I don't think he's... Wait, are you going to have to get his best friend and his brother-in-law also as a package deal in this? Because he can't raise this family by himself.
They're there to help.
Don't worry. Yeah. We're bringing back a mom for him this time.
Oh, that's true? Oh, okay. You're going to need a powerhouse for this one.
No, he's a great pick. 100%.
He has great conversations with his kids. He talks to them like adults. He doesn't treat them like babies.
He's got a great job.
Abby, stop making faces. Yeah. If you're a fucking dad pick, it's probably Trent from Daria.
Fuck.
We're just ruining Bill's day right now. You're taking all my picks.
Is that what Bill's picks are?
Yeah, I'm crossing another one out.
All right, Abby, why don't you go ahead with your big, massive, major pick here?
I hated this. Picking the father was the hardest one for me because they all suck.
Yeah.
Hot take.
But I ended up picking Uncle Phil.
God damn it!
Uncle Phil's a great one.
Because he's rich.
Yep.
He like lays down
crooked
the
judge.
Law.
Good dude.
But he also like, you know, when Will had his daddy issues, like he was like, it was a very emotional. Yeah,
absolutely.
Thing no, this there. He was there for pick. Him.
Why don't he absolutely. Want me, man?
So, keep my shot. Dad's name out your motherfucking mouth.
But here's the thing. Dad was the hardest one.
Dad was chucking Jazzy Jeff out the door every 3 seconds.
That's also a very good.
Oh, wild card. Someone could have picked Jeffrey.
Yeah. Oh, the butler.
Fuck. Dude, we missed out on that.
We fucked up.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay because we got Gonzo instead.
Oh, true.
I wish I picked Fran from The Nanny as my wild card.
No.
Scott Baio.
Don't be picking my mom, all right?
Okay.
Picks here.
Oh,
I like the Uncle Phil pick. By the way, do you remember the name of his pool cue from the episode where Will's getting absolutely like
Sharks.
Bodied at the fucking pool hall and Uncle Phil's like
the shredder.
I think it's Lucille.
It's a lady.
Something like that. You know, break Eric, out Lucille.
Eric, hold on to that Lucille because it's coming up again.
That's the mom Bill picked. The pooky Lucille.
Still a better pick than Gonzo.
Why do you hate Gonzo so much?
Because he's not the most snuggable.
Yeah, that's
he is 100% the most.
All right, Fozzie. Bill.
Fozzie.
Bill, give us Papa here.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so literally, I'm on my fifth pick here. But Pol Kai is going to get one of their greatest treasures. Al motherfucking Bundy.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, I mean, with the way that this is working out, like this family is... coming together pretty good. I mean, I would have loved to throw a Carl Winslow as the patriarch or an Uncle Phil, but no, Al Bundy actually, I think, works out the best.
Really? Not Al Borland? Al Borland would have been a good pick.
He's not a dad.
Yeah, I think you're thinking
of... He didn't make him a dad.
I think at the end, he was, wasn't he?
I think he's white.
Hey, Andy, so you picked... I just realized this. You picked Carl Winslow over Tim the Tool Man.
Well, because my neighbor was going to be Wilson.
And that was okay.
I don't want to pick. I was trying to make it very hard and not pick like multiple from the same group.
Eric, so you worked as a shoe connoisseur in the past, right?
Sure.
Do they pull down big bucks in that industry?
No. Okay. I mean, you could. If you work at a commission-based shoe company, so you'd have to be somewhere where you're like fitting business shoes, like a Johnson and Murphy kind of thing.
Right on. Or like Jimmy Choo's for the ladies and everything.
Sure.
Probably not what Elle's
Well, Al constantly says he doesn't make a lot of money. Yeah. He's a shoe salesman.
I don't think he actually even likes to sell shoes. He just has a foot fetish.
Oh, shit.
Hot take.
Andy, can you speak on that for us?
100% that guy's got a foot fetish.
You know, right. Game recognized game.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. It's a game recognized game, man. I used to be a shoe salesman back in the day.
Bill, can you refresh my memory, though? Who was your brother?
Joey Russo.
His brother was Father
yeah,
Time.
I know what you're saying, because that was...
I'm surprised you didn't pick Margaret Thatcher for your sister.
Oh, you motherfucker. That was going to be my wild... That was going to be my neighbor.
He's still got a mom pick here.
Oh, that's right. His mom picked Margaret Thatcher. She's such a sweet old lady.
Oh, all right. Well, we're ready to drum roll into our last pick here, which is the mom round. And Bill gets to cap us off with the number one pick for mom. Please don't take mine.
Don't worry, because I am going Andy on this one and I'm breaking the rules.
Okay. Miss Piggy.
So I know 90s, but 2003 is pretty close to the 90s. And I need a matriarch to this family. Peeps. Peep this. Lucille Bluth is I don't know how.
Held that family together.
Yeah, absolutely. She's the glue.
Get the C word out of here.
I don't know how this is going to work with Al Bundy as the father.
Oh, that's an interesting dynamic.
I have Darlene as the sister. That's a way different dynamic than I was thinking. Fucking... Whoa, when Lucille comes to town, oh no. At least Elvis is there to clean up the scraps.
Oh boy. All wow. Right. I like it. I know, yeah, hey, you went a little late in the game, but she's an older lady, so she would have been the mom in the 90s still.
Well, oh, yeah. Bill, when you said Lucille and then you said you went outside the realm, I didn't know if you were going to pick Lucille Ball or Lucille
Ooh, Lucille Ball would have been a good one, too.
That was... there was a couple on my list that was going to be like, hey, what about Nick at Night for the 90s, the reruns there.
Okay. I mean, you could make a case for it. Sure.
Yeah. But Lucille Bluth, the greatest mother character in TV history, in my humble opinion.
Okay. I buy it.
All the characters from that show.
Yeah. That's my favorite TV Fantastic. Show.
I'm shocked you didn't take the mom from the dinosaurs, though.
We're not down the list yet.
Not even on the list.
What if that's Abby's pick?
No, my pick is the mom of all moms. She's a little needy. She cares deeply about her children. She likes a cocktail in the evening.
Lucille Bluth.
I'm going with Kitty Foreman.
God damn it.
Oh, right. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Wow.
I have a story. I don't know if I should tell it on the pod, but.
So then you definitely should tell it on the podcast.
Yeah. So back when I worked at Stop and Shop, Kitty was not a fan of Mohawk Boy.
Oh, no.
Wait, you actually ran into her?
Yeah, she would come up summers like with Tanglewood and everything. Yeah, she'd come up to the Berkshire.
Why didn't she like you?
I might have been a little...
What's not to like?
Yeah.
He thinks he's better than Joey Russo.
I know, right? Fucking Christ. That's what she didn't like about him. She's like, you, sir, are no Joey Russo.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, I was not a fan. Was not a fan of a loud, boisterous... maybe she heard Cremated and for some reason didn't like it.
I like the pick, though, Abby. I think that's a pretty...
Great pick, yeah.
Oh, such a caring nurturer. All right, mine might be controversial. And it's because I'm intertwining the real person and the character here. So who cares more about their child as a mother than someone who will pay to get them into a great school? I'm going with Aunt Becky as my mom. Lori LaFleur.
Yeah, I mean, they had the twins, so yeah, man.
She's a mom.
Full House representing. Wait, you have Danny Tanner.
I didn't have
I know,
her.
Right?
Hold on.
Good morning, whoa, San Diego, right? Isn't that the show or something?
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Whoa.
Wake up, San Francisco.
Wake up. Moses is brisk. In San Francisco.
Whoa, this is fucked up. Wait, what are you saying?
He's saying Uncle Jesse and his sister they got into chemistry. A horrible car wreck at D&E.
They have good chemistry on the show together.
They do.
Dude, what kind of fucked up life is Uncle Jesse now? Like, his sister dies and his brother-in-law gets together with his wife. This is, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can follow you here.
Forever, I'll be so happy loving you.
I mean, come on, Uncle Jesse ripping off Beach Boys songs, passing them off as his own.
Yeah, know, that's true. Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck him.
Like an Elvis wannabe. Like, yeah.
No. When I think of her, I just think of her in like the Hawaii episodes with like the blue and magenta bathing suit. Like, I just, wasn't it like a one piece bathing suit she was wearing?
Whoa.
I don't know, but I'm going to have to find this episode ASAP. ASAP.
Danny Tanner too.
All right. Anyway, my mom, Aunt Becky, but I wouldn't call her Aunt Becky. I would just call her mom. Andy.
So this is going to be a good one. I'm going with Hilda from Sabrina, the Teenage Witch.
Wow.
Of course you are.
That's why I couldn't take Salem, or I wanted Sabrina as the sister, but Hilda. She's another a witch. Not she could do other cool shit. What are you talking about? Shit, mom.
They were both aunts, weren't they?
Yeah.
They
take her in and technically become her mother.
Okay, yeah.
She's adopted.
True, yeah.
And to be fair, I didn't think we actually had to pick mothers. I thought it was who we would want as a mother.
It's literally in the text message.
I made a separate
message to make that clear.
But I'm bending, you know, my words to say that they were the mom to Sabrina.
Oh, fuck. You know,
the point of this podcast is we don't follow the rules, and that's okay. We're
that's
good.
Right. God damn it. Western Mass Hardcore, you can't tell me who I can have as a fake mom or not.
Two step.
All right.
Carl Winslow. Hilda is my mom with her magic.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go over him. Yeah, for sure.
Uncle Gonzo.
We got another pick coming, though.
All right, it sounds like Jared's pick may have been taken, but do you have?
No, but Harriet from Family Matters.
No! Nice! Fuck yeah!
Yes.
Always overlooked. Okay. She was fucking awesome.
Strict, but fun.
Yeah. Holy.
Yeah.
Jared, I mean, Instagram peeps, please chime in, but I think Jared might be winning this.
All right, why don't we recap our list real quick for everybody? So, yeah. Jared, why don't you go back through and give us your full list here so we remember. Your pet was...
Comet.
Pet was Comet. What order are we doing them in? Are they all
your sister?
Okay. Sister was Lindsay Weir, Freaks and Geeks.
Nice. Bro.
Little Pete and Pete.
Nice.
Your wild card? Beaker and Bunsen.
Beaker and Bunsen. Yeah.
Dad.
Stew Pickles. Rugrats.
And mom, Harriet Winslow. All right. I like it.
That's
Andy.
That's a solid squad. Hold on. Can we take a second and just be like, how fucking solid of a squad that is? Like, that's a family I'd want to be a part of.
Well, you didn't pick it, Bill.
I know. Harriet, I also wish I did. In advertising or marketing?
Those siblings, man. I want them to be my siblings.
Yeah.
Trouble. So for mine, the sister, Stephanie Tanner.
Whoa. What about the pet?
Oh, yeah. Santa's little helper.
Sister.
Sister, Stephanie Tanner.
Brother.
Brother, Zach Morris.
Oh. Wild card.
Wild Gonzo. Card, Uncle Gonzo.
Dad.
Carl Winslow.
And your mom.
Hilda.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
I had the dog, Hilda Eddie. Spell. I had Becky Connor. I had JT Lambert. I had Uncle Leo. I had Danny Tanner, who somehow gets together with Aunt Becky. Abby.
Wow. I had Salem Saberhagen.
Nice.
Kelly Bundy, Eric Matthews, Uncle Phil, Katie Foreman, and a baby Sinclair.
That is a solid squad. That's holy shit.
And Bill?
Okay. For a pet, I have Elvis the Alligator. I have Darlene Connor as my sister. My brother is Joey Russo. To give me some sage advice, I have Mr. Feeney dropping science, which I need because my father is Al Bundy and my mother is Lucille Bluth.
Wow.
Yeah. What up?
Okay. Boy, oh boy. All right. So why don't we take a quick moment here to go over some of Andy's picks that were not part of the draft.
Absolutely.
Who did you pick for your grandparents, Andy?
So for my grandma, I picked Jessica Lansbury, Murder, She Wrote. All right. Gotta have a grandma. I can vacation in Maine with her in the summer. I figure.
You might die.
No. Her friends and family never die.
Everyone around her died.
Now they're close friends and family. I go up, oh, hey, grandma. You know, she's writing a book, hanging out up there in the summer in Cabot Cove. You know?
Gonzo's the one who did it.
Gonzo. No. Crazy Uncle Gonzo? Grandpa? Mr. Feeney. Be a good grandpa. And a neighbor. I mean, listen, I had him in two spots because I wasn't sure where if I could have two neighbors.
Did Mr. Feeney spawn?
He was married.
I think we have to have a personal consult with Andy before each podcast to go over the rules.
Listen, all right.
He needs one of us to act as Mr. Feeney.
Yeah.
Tell him the right way or the wrong way.
What about, hold on.
Do you have other categories, Andy?
Well, I thought those were, we did neighbors. So my neighbor would have been Wilson. Yep. But I assumed I got one neighbor pick. So my neighbor would be Wilson.
Wilson those not picked.
I would have had him picked in a neighbor category.
Did anybody, is there anyone that like no one picked that you're?
Kimmy Gibbler.
I was going to say Gibbler as a neighbor is pretty good.
Ooh, Kimmy Gibbler as a neighbor would have been a nice one. Yeah.
The other one would be like the daughter's boyfriend or like son's girlfriend would have been another good like wild card pick because I think there's a couple good ones. You could say like Steve from Full House because he's always eating and that's kind of funny.
Yeah. I had Luther Van Damme from Coach.
Ooh,
yeah. He was a when wacky. Was that? So that was like early 90s.
I remember the show. I was trying to think who was that.
Oh, he's like kind of like the bumbling dummy, the defensive coordinator there. Yeah. Gotcha. And
he wins the big game.
Does he?
Yeah, remember when Coach is sick and he can't.
Oh, you're right. He does. Good call.
He says, dump the Gatorade on me.
I was also thinking like best friend would have been a good one. Like, like from Drew Carey's show, his two best friends.
Mimi was on my list.
Oh, coworker. Yeah.
Or weird cousin Cody was on the list.
Cody was on my list for maybe a brother.
Andy, can you please explain that to me?
Because he's so cool. He's just like cool.
But your brother category, I thought they actually had to be like brothers in the show. Like, so yeah,
that was the rule. Yes.
Andy did not understand the instructions.
Oh, gotcha. Because
I was, for a brother, I would have picked Bobby Hill, but I was like, he's his only child.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, wait,
But Luann, besides, like you could kind of say, you know.
Besides Kelly Kapowski, was everybody an only child for Saved by the Bell?
Did they explore that deeply? I don't know.
I don't know, they didn't go into it.
Yeah.
So Zach technically could have been.
Maybe Jesse Spano also.
Jesse had a brother. Remember, because Lisa fell in love with them and then he got in trouble because he put the car one.
They
could have made some other shows.
I'm sure we didn't pick anybody from Seventh Heaven for any of these.
I thought about it. I like Ruthie would be a good little sister.
Would she?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could buy it. Well, there's like 9 siblings from Step by Step, and we only pick one from there.
I almost picked the dad. Awful. He was my number two.
See, that's what I was thinking because you mentioned Duffy. That. Yeah, I was like, oh shit. And he's going to pick that. Carl Winslow will still be on the board.
It was a tough choice. I mean, literally, they were tied at number one and didn't make the decision till the end.
Imagine that power couple of Lucille Bluth and Carl Winslow. That corrupt cop.
There's one that I thought Bill was going to pick, but didn't. And it could have gone either way for brother or sister, but either Brenda or Brandon Walsh.
Yeah.
90210. I was like,
it was too dramatic of a show.
Right? Way too.
I mean, I should have. Fuck. I fucked up.
I just thought,
you didn't pick one of the Gilmore girls.
That's 2000s.
Oh, it wasn't like late 90?
No.
Oh, shit.
Literally like 2001. Although, you know, I kind of Andy'd it anyway. So.
Well, you definitely Andy'd it. But there's a bunch of shows that ran from the 80s into the 90s we also probably could have picked from. But we'll definitely do an 80s draft too, because I think there's a lot to pick from the 80s.
Okay.
That'll be good.
Don't forget, I did for Brother have Little Pete, though. That was my number one.
Yeah.
Jared stole.
Jared crushed it. I had Big Pete to be fair, but I was like, once Little Pete was off the board, I was like, you can't.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, Andy's got Little Pete energy and Bill has Big Pete energy.
I'll take that. I will take that.
Bill, let's get the tattoo. Let's get the fucking dancing mermaid.
You got to get the tattoo because you got the
Little Pete energy.
What's the guy's name? Arnie?
Possible dads. I was like, Arnie, the world's strongest man, would be a cool dad.
He could have been a great wild card.
That would have been an awesome wild card. You were going to put him as a dad?
Yeah, why not?
I thought the other one that I was surprised, Kramer as a wild card. Yeah. As a wacky neighbor.
As soon as
neighbor.
You said Uncle Louie or whatever the fuck you said, I thought that.
Yeah. I was thinking like, you're right. It was a TV with the Walshes. Man, yeah. I fucked up.
I regret. I would have picked Jeffrey as my wild card.
That was
back.
Yeah.
I wanted Salem, but then I was like, I want Hilda as my mom. I don't want to double dip into a show.
Yeah. Eric, can we just take 1 second to talk about the mother father dynamic of your TV show?
Well, again, they work together. Wake Up San Francisco.
They've got on-air chemistry. We all fucked up with. You know,
there was a terrible bike accident and, you know, I mean, one thing led to another.
Yeah. I'm thinking that they only get together and they marry because there's something to do. It's something financial. They have to get married in order to, as I'm going with.
That's how you guys thought of it.
I literally thought of it as plucking a character and creating a sitcom family. Right.
Well, yeah, we did. Okay. Yeah.
Ignoring other dynamics of.
You can't ignore that dynamic.
I agree. But again, it wasn't my pick would have been Carl Winslow.
Yeah.
Actually, my original pick was Uncle Phil. I was like, I'm going with Uncle Phil. And then right before the show started tonight, I was like, I think Carl's more patient. I'm going to go with Carl. Mm. And then Andy took my Carl away. Abby.
I don't know that I agree with that. I mean, Uncle Phil was definitely a little bit of a hothead. I guess I'll give you that.
Because he had a deal with fucking Will, though.
DJ
and his fucking crazy
shit. Yo, DJ Jesse Jeff would have been a great wild card.
Carl's ire was directed right at Steve, not the kids.
Yeah.
Well, we mentioned that we're going to start doing a bonus episode once a month where we do a quick list where we each get to pick one.
An interesting list.
Yeah, an interesting list of one thing from like a top five kind of list so that we all kind of make a combined 413 list. I think we should do one of TV show best friends.
Mm, yeah.
And I think that gives us some leeway.
We're going to keep going through.
What?
We've already done like 80 TV episodes.
There's a lot of TV.
I don't watch that much TV.
Yeah, but you could pick a TV. You only have to pick one, Jared. That's the beauty of it.
Just pick Phil and Lil from
Rugrats. True. The last ones we did.
I'll say Gonzo and Rizzo again.
Well, you could do Waldo.
Ooh, Waldo would be. He would have been a good wild card. Too.
Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah.
Lots of best friends you could pick from. So anyway, that's just a note to the fans. We're going to start doing one bonus episode of a top five 413 podcast list for you all. But on that topic, I think this is a good point for us to end for tonight. We've got a great episode coming up for you guys in just a few weeks, which is our Tales from the Pits episode with Frank and Jarrett.
So
great episode there. Hope you're all looking forward to that. And again, follow us on Instagram. We'd love to have followers on there at It's the 413 Podcast.
Please vote on who had the best family here.
Yeah, we'll put
speculate
out a poll
on why Bill has got so much hatred towards Gonzo. I think that should be the next Instagram poll. Why does Bill hate Gonzo so much?
I absolutely love Gonzo. We've talked much about Muppets Christmas Carol. Maybe not in a TV draft family format, but we could talk about that later.
Okay, we'll find out what the Gonzo hate is all about.
There's no Gonzo hate.
There seems to be a lot of hate.
Follow us on Instagram and
message if you think there's some hate.
Also, we are on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Amazon. Anywhere you get podcasts, you can catch these episodes. So we generally push the Spotify links, but you can catch us anywhere. And we love also if you could rate us. And if you subscribe, you'll get information for any new episodes that drop. So definitely click that little bell icon on any of your platforms to get notified.
And if you have an episode you want us to do, drop us a line and tell us to do it.
Yeah.
Indeed. We're totally open. All right, everyone. Have a great night.
Peace. Bye.
She's blood, flesh and bone, no toxic silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste and sound.